sand dunes are one of those natural assets that we need to value and understand better and protect. There's a growing realization that they play a bigger part in our fight against climate change and protecting particularly our coastal communities from the impacts of storms and flooding. And they're a natural barrier between our coastal communities and the sea. And one of the coastal communities that we were working with said something to me that was quite striking. It was kind of led to this campaign. They said that their fear for this summer was the visitors to the beach could set that community back 10 years from the potential damage that could be done to the dunes. They're formed by sand that has blown up onto the beach, and that sand hits a small obstruction, whether that be a stone on the beach or a fence or maybe some driftwood. And over time, a mound of sand starts to build there. If vegetation starts to get hold, its root system binds the sand below it together, very similar to what reinforcement bar does in concrete. But it isn't like the grass we have in our lawns or on our football pitches, in that it's not built to sustain that hard human trampling. When we trample on that grass, it starts to die away, and that leads to blowouts. And over time, that can lead to huge gaps in that sand dune system, which then can exacerbate the problem further. There's probably 21 very active coastal communities here that have expressed the concerns and the issues they're facing in trying to protect their own coastline and particularly their sand dunes. But a lot of it is down to general awareness about, firstly, the value of the sand dunes to the communities, and secondly, the damage that general beachgoers can do to the dunes. And it's generally not seen as anything malicious, it's just lack of understanding of that damage. So this summer, with the lack of international travel, we're expecting a lot more visitors, and we've seen it, particularly in the last 2 weeks with the heat waves, a lot more visitors to our beaches. What we're asking people to do is to try and stay off the dunes, particularly those more narrow and vulnerable ones, to stick to the designated pathways onto the beach and to follow the local signage. What seems to cause a lot of damage is where people kind of veer off the designated pathways and start to create other ways into the dunes. We want people to come to the beaches and enjoy those natural resources that we have, but to visit those beaches responsibly.